Americans have been hearing a lot lately about a new test for heart disease. It's called CRP, which stands for C-reactive protein. Many doctors say patients have begun asking for a CRP test, but a study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine may dampen enthusiasm for the blood test. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The problem is this. Half of all people who have heart attacks don't have high cholesterol. Add up all the recognized cardiac risk factors, and they still don't identify 20-30% of people who end up having heart attacks. Many researchers say that's because the list of conventional risks overlooks a big contributor to heart attacks, inflammation of the arteries. There's lots of evidence that inflammation causes arterial deposits to rupture. Then blood clots form that close off a part of the heart's blood supply. That's a heart attack. C-reactive protein, or CRP, is a marker of inflammation. Some studies suggest CRP blood tests can identify people at risk even if their cholesterol is low. But the new study, which looked at CRP levels in 19,000 Icelanders, questions the test's usefulness.
It doesn't provide much additional predictive information. That's the key point.
John Donish of Cambridge University in England led the new study.
It's not so much how strong its own predictive value is, it's how much extra it provides in addition to the factors that are already being measured, such as blood pressure, blood cholesterol, cigarette smoking status.
After researchers allowed for all the classic risk factors, people in the new study had about a 50% higher risk of heart attack or cardiac death if their CRP level was high. That sounds like a big increase in risk, but it's substantially less than the risk of having a high level of bad cholesterol, called LDL, and it's much less than advocates of CRP testing have sometimes claimed.
These results are much weaker than those previously reported.
The new study has put advocates of widespread CRP testing on the defensive. The chief advocate is Dr. Paul Ridker of Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
I've had a rough day today and yesterday.
Ridker questions the way the new study was done, and in any case, he says the outcome isn't that different from what he's reported.
These data overwhelmingly confirm that CRP is a strong independent risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And I would argue further that actually a 50% increase in risk for a simple, inexpensive test is pretty darn good.
He says the 50% increase in risk from an elevated CRP is about the same as that from some classic risk factors for heart attack.
Identical to that of blood pressure and very similar to that of smoking. So if you actually want to argue from this paper that CRP is not important, how can you argue that blood pressure and smoking are important?
But less than 2 years ago, Paul Ridker declared that having a high CRP level is actually riskier than having a high LDL cholesterol level. He says he stands by that statement. Dr. Stephen Nissen of Cleveland Clinic, known as one of the most enthusiastic places for CRP testing, thinks Ridker may have stuck his neck out a little too far.
Paul maybe has sort of set himself up a little bit for this by really pushing the notion that CRP was more important in many ways than LDL.
Nissen says he will soon publish a study suggesting that high CRP levels are just about as risky as high LDL cholesterol, but he acknowledges the new British study will have a big impact.
I think it will slow down a little bit of the stampede towards the thinking about inflammation as a really prominent risk factor.
Dr. Anthony Stimley of Kaiser Permanente Health Plan in California says the new study ratifies what he and his colleagues are already doing.
It's only in those cases where somebody's in the gray zone, an intermediate risk, where we're not sure their risk is high enough to warrant one of these treatments, typically either aspirin or cholesterol medicine, that you might order a C-reactive protein level to be the tiebreaker. But for the vast majority of us, we can decide without this test.
In other words, most patients don't need a CRP test. That's what official guidelines said a year ago. Stimley and others say that's where things are likely to stay. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.